I'm going to call this episode Sympathizing with Michael Jackson. Now, I sat up here and I typed out a tweet because I had been reading a lot of fucking, and I never really knew how to respond to this when people say, oh, I feel so sorry for Michael. You know, all that he went through and all that he suffered. And, you know, I'm his fan and I'm a fan of Michael's because he was just treated so badly and all this kind of stuff. You know what? We all know what Michael went through. We all know, you know, the injustice that he faced as fans, if you paid attention. We all know that the life that Michael lived, as far as the disrespect, was not right. But to a certain extent, I kind of feel like some of these fans out here treat Michael like he's a poor little black boy. And they're the slave masters, and they got to sit up and have a little bit of sympathy on him because he was treated so bad. Or the slave master's children. I kind of feel like that's like a white supremacist thing type mindset when y'all sit up here. Oh, I feel so bad for Michael. And you don't have to be a white supremacist to have that mindset or that thought process, because it's a form of brainwashing. I was listening to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, and she got my brain to thinking. And I'm sitting up here thinking that a lot of shit that goes on in the world, the way we think and the way we do things, is a part of brainwashing us. These bad learned behaviors, these ways of living life that we think we have to achieve in order for us to be successful. I think Michael Jackson was the most successful human being in the 20th and the 21st century. Michael had absolutely everything. And this is the one thing that white supremacy doesn't want us to understand, is that as a black man, Michael Jackson had everything that white supremacy wants. Everything that man is supposed to have on this planet, Michael Jackson had that. There is no other black man on this planet that has what Michael Jackson had while he was living on this earth, and it is still vibrating and resonating throughout the universe today, and it will forever. So that was my phone that just dropped. So this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to help people understand what I mean when I say that Michael Jackson had everything. In saying that, Michael had everything as far as monetary gain, as far as popularity, as far as people loving him, as far as people listening to him, as far as him being able to buy the white man. This has never been done. Now, black people have gone and owned their own music or whatever, but Michael Jackson actually owned white people. This is unheard of. And they worked for him for free. This shit is about white supremacy. That is why Michael Jackson is dead. Trust and believe. And I'm going to go further on to say, even though Michael Jackson had all the money, all the attention, all the love, all the admiration, he was crowned a king, followed the teachings of Jesus Christ, and consulted God, and he still lived a life that was pleasing to God. Still. So none of us have an excuse to not do right and follow God's will. None of us. So I don't want to hear no fucking excuses. I don't want to hear no man sit up tell me on YouTube that I ain't shit because I am not 130 pounds. That I am not shit because I do not have a savings. That I am not shit because I don't have a man in my life. If you can sit up here and say these things to me, you can turn around and make it a positive and help people want to become better. Show people. Because white supremacy has taken everything from us. But we have people out here that we need to circulate their teachings and their words. Because it's out here for us. It's out here for us to listen to. It's out here for us to eat from. It's out here for us to grow. We're not supposed to be putting each other down. We're not supposed to be talking about each other. We're not supposed to be spreading negativity about each other. Black people, if we want to heal, we need to wake up. Hello, wake up. Stop sleeping. Get yourselves together. You have so many black people out here that are putting, that have put their lives on the line to do the right thing. Once again, I'm going to say this. Michael Jackson owned white people. Michael Jackson was on his way to continue to own white people. And when I say those words, a lot of people are probably going to sit there and be like, what the fuck is she talking about? Yes, he owned white people. So black people and Michael Jackson's fan base, I need you to rise up and do better and support this black man. Talk about him being black. Stop entertaining the white supremacist bullshit and mind control. And work with what God gave you. Use your good brain and lead yourself in protecting this black man and our other black leaders out here.